Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is on the way. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We have Tanner on the line. Tanner is playing for Team Sober. Tanner, you are now on question number 7.
And here is question number 7. How many wheels are on the trailer of an 18-wheeler truck?
Tanner, are you there?
The math here.
What?
I'm trying to do the math real quick.
The number of tires on an 18...
On the trailer.
On the trailer. Oh,
right.
The trailer.
Uh-huh.
Four?
Eight?
12.
Eight? Yep.
Because there's four on each side.
All right, Tanner, question number 8.
Question number 8 is multiple choice, and this is something that I think everyone will appreciate learning. The surface area of a cat, including all the fur, is about the same as a ping pong table, a Monopoly board, or a Twister mat. So the surface area of a cat, including all the fur, is about the same as a ping pong table, Monopoly board, or Twister mat.
I'm going to go the Twister mat.
Monopoly?
Ping pong?
Ping pong table.
That's a big-ass belt.
Right? I would have never guessed that, man.
That's why that cat's always waving in those restaurants playing ping pong.
That's exactly what it is, getting his form. All right, true or false? In the game of tennis, you don't have to hit the ball over the net. You can hit it around the net, and it's still legal, even if the ball is lower than the top of the net. True or false?
False.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
It's true.
As long as you get it on the other side of the net and in play.
But can anybody do it?
It depends on the angle of the shot.
If you get it, if it's on the outside of the net, right, and it lands in play on the other side, yeah, it's a legal hit.
Best done in doubles.
Right. I don't know that I've ever seen a ball lower than the net. Like, that would be a how do you get it to curve around?
You're lucky. It's a desperation hit. You're probably backhanding it. You've been running, and you happen to do it. But, yeah, I don't think it's a shot people try to do.
Question number 10, Tanner. You are really stinking the joint up.
But here's your question, Stinky. What country were the 2016 Summer Olympics held in? It's amazing how quick we forget.
It was really hot there. Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics?
Summer Olympics.
Oh, summer. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. I would say this joint's
hot most of the time. Now I remember because of the soccer situation.
Oh, God, that's
wasn't
right.
Wasn't it Brazil?
All right.
You got him, man.
Oh, Tanner. Whoa. 10. That's been, we've had a couple like that. Patricia went up to 9. Alan on Team Not Sober was at 9 when he finally got one right as well.
To be fair, he's not even drinking age.
That's a good point.
One question about soda.
Sure. Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the game?
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Jen, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jen. Welcome to the show. Men's room poll, Jen. You have to scream one name every time that you have sex from here on out. Will it be your dad's, your mom's, your dog or cat's, or your ex's name?
It's going to be one of my cats, just because my cats are named Indica and Sativa. So,
all right.
Yeah. Or even I could even use their nickname, Indy Titties or Tiva Mau Mau. But
oh, yeah. You got to go Tiva Mau Mau.
Tiva Mau Mau.
I'm going to start screaming that during sex just as I heard it.
Meow,
oh, Tiva, meow, meow.
Mm-hmm. yep.
All right, here's your question. What is the name God damn it. What is the name of the leading female singer in an opera?
I honestly don't know that one.
It's also slang for someone who's spoiled.
A brat?
Prima donna.
Prima donna.
Prima donna.
Yep. Did not know that's the origin of that name.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense now, right?
Yeah, it does.
Let's go to the singing wench.
What you call a singing wench? What does NATO stand for? N-A-T-O. What does NATO stand for?
Wow, I knew all the ones, so I was on hold. Mm-hmm. I don't know that one.
National.
Nope.
National
North Defense. Alliance Treaty Organization?
North Atlantic
North
Treaty
Atlantic.
Organization.
Okay. NATO.
It's an important
NATO.
Thing.
We have a summit every summer down the ocean.
All right, according to the song Summer of 69, where did Bryan Adams buy his first real six string?
Oh.
At the Five and Dime.
Okay. Know y'all, yeah. 69. Very good, Jen.
That's
right.
The thing about that song, if you don't know, right? So somebody, I guess, was doing an interview with them or something, and they said, man, the song is Summer of 69. We did your age. You'd have been like 5 years old or whatever it was. And he's like, understand, what the Summer of 69 was not about the year. This is from Bryan Adams.
Yes.
He's like, no. I'm saying I had a great summer. I bought a guitar. These are the things that happened. So it is as crude as you would think it is. And that's from him. He's like, yeah, I know I was five. It's not about the year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bryan Adams.
Once I figured out,
scandalous.
I played it till my fingers bled. Because
right.
I knew. So I just kept playing.
Right.
Big
yeah. Hello, Nolan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hey.
Hola.
Hola.
Nolan, you sober, not sober?
Thankfully, I'm sober. I'm
all right. Nolan, very good. Men's room poll, you got to scream one name for the rest of your life every time you have sex. Will it be your dad's, your mom's, dog, or cats, or exes?
Can it be a former cat?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, what is that cat's name?
Nolan, what was the cat's name?
Bartholomew.
You're going to scream Bartholomew?
Well, it's better than my dad or mom's name. So
okay,
yeah.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed. All right, here's your question. What record label owns the rights to every Elvis recording ever made?
Elvis recording. Let's see. Elvis was on, who knows? Certainly not Def Jam Records.
No, it's not Def Jam.
Goodness. It's not one that Apple owns. I don't know. Let's go Island Records.
Is it Sun Records?
RCA.
Oh, RCA.
RCA, that makes sense.
A dynamite. All right, here is your question. What was Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz?
Dorothy?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I could tell you the actress's name.
I know the actress's name.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a hint. Her last name in Wizard of Oz was the same as the first name as Oprah's best friend.
Isn't that Dr. Oz? I don't know, Oprah.
Gail?
Dorothy Dr. Oz. Yes, that was the name. Gail. Dorothy Gail.
All right.
Dr. Phil.
Hey.
Dorothy, come here.
I give him $20 to smell my mustache. All right, your question. What state is home to CNN?
States. Is that, I think that's in Atlanta, Georgia?
Nice. There you go, man. There
well
you go.
Done.
Okay.
Well done.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Anthony, are you sober or not sober today?
Magically sober.
All right, Anthony. Men's room poll. You got to scream a name every time you have sex. Will it be your dad's, your mom's, dog, or cat's, or your ex's name?
I'm going to go with my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Sawyer.
What is it?
Sawyer.
Sawyer. All right.
Oh, Sawyer. Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. I used to watch it so lost. He's one of the main characters. Just, I don't need him going through my mind. So I'm screaming out the name.
That's how the cat was named.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, my wife named it.
I figured that. Yeah, for sure. There is a woman in your household if your cat is named after that dude from Lost. I understand.
Well, this is better than a turd like Sawyer Brown.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. What is another name for wildebeest? Another name for wildebeest. You've heard of this, but no one really uses it.
Wildebeest?
Mm-hmm.
Tasmanian devil?
Boar?
Gnu.
Gnu?
G-N-U.
No way. Yeah. Like Gary Gnu?
Yeah, basically, like Gary Gnu. No Gnus is
good. Good Gnus, Gary Gnu.
Yeah.
I did not know that. He does not look like a Gnu.
He really doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
A potato famine caused thousands of immigrants from what country to travel to the U.S. in the 1840s?
Ireland.
All right, I got it right, okay. Mate.
Good job, Anthony.
And they brought soap with them, Irish Spring. Mm-hmm,
they did. And Lucky Charms.
Yes, the Lucky Charms cereal. Introduced by the Irish right here.
Game is up, big dummy. 844-999-OLA. We have time for one more contestant. Can we squeeze him in before show 3,000?
Why the hell not? Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, Ryan. Are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the show. Ryan, you're going to scream one name every time you have sex from here on out. Will it be your dad's, your mom's, dog, or cat's name, or your ex's name?
Let's go with my dad.
What's your dad's name?
Frank.
Frank?
Oh, Frank!
Yeah, actually,
Frank.
I like that. It worked.
Yeah, son, that's almost okay.
Do me, Frank.
Frank or Gary? All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. The first American sitcom shown in China. Was it Who's the Boss, Growing Pains, or Full House?
Oh, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here and say Growing Pains.
Oh, wow. One nice. Done for Ryan. Very good job. Okay.
Huh. Yeah, go figure. I don't know why, but yeah, Growing Pains. Which one was that? Was that...
Growing Pains.
Is that Kirk Cameron?
No. Oh, yeah.
That was a Kirk Cameron. Okay. All right, that one. I remember.
I confused
that.
It with the nerd dude. Jaleel White.
Oh,
that was Family Matters.
Oh, okay. Still to come, heads up in the house. Ted's meat and potatoes. Noah Sherlock on the way. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about delicious desserts. First time for a few emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Start with the birthdays, guys. Hola, bitchola. Can we get a happy birthday to our son, Andrew? He is 12 years old. How about a Suck It Up cupcake and the Germans telling him to have a good time at Great Wolf Lodge? Thanks, guys. That from Gonzo.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, of course you'll have a good time at Great Wolf Lodge. That is why you go to Great Wolf Lodge. That and to get wet.
Yeah, so never forget, the best thing is for children like you is the free refills on all these sodas. Soda all day.
Yeah.
Wolf style. Actual wolves in Germany drink Sprite.
Oh, I said okay.
They drink Sprite all day long. That's why the wolves in Germany are friendlier but dangerous.
Yeah, kill you slowly.
Guys, now please give a birthday shout-out to my son, Alex. He is 16 today, and tell him to get off the video games and do his chores. How about Al hitting the window for Alex, please? Also, it's my sister Sarah's birthday today. Give her a little kid-faced sandwich. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Vanessa D.
Fish sandwich.
Please wish my son, Colby, a very happy 17th birthday. Colby is a big fan of the show. Give him a barbershop fish sandwich, please. Thanks, guys. That from Stephanie.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
It is. Today marks the 25th birthday of Journey True, daughter to Greg and Heather, sister to Logan and Cammie Lynn. Jesus Christ, and a beautiful young lady loved by all. How about the Dirty Germans talking about why being 21 with the name of Journey is good or bad, please?
Yeah, much like the man Journey, people want to escape from you, but hopefully they will also be captioned.
Yeah, since at 21, you have not stopped believing.
No, and when they say, who's crying now, mm-hmm. it will be you.
Yes, 21.
Just know that.
Yeah. 21's a good age, though.
Yeah.
Also, now since you're 21, you'll realize they won't want your ID now.
Yeah, and I am not forever yours faithfully.
Faithfully.
Fellas, my name is Alan. I'm from Stockholm, California. Listening to you guys for over a year. Think you guys are awesome. And today is my birthday. Want to get a shout out here. I work security graveyard sometimes, and you guys are the thing that keeps me awake at night. So I was wondering if you could do some Dirty Germans talking about full body massages. And congrats, guys, on episode 3000.
Yeah, we do not do the full body. We only massage things that have cavity involved.
Yeah, yeah. It's the best part about these massages is that if you get two in a day, then you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I like to massage you from the inside.
Yeah, we call that one crafty.
The craft singles.
Guys, big Peruvian birthday. Shout out to my best buddy, son, Casey, who will be celebrating his 27th birthday tonight. Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
he's a really great
nice.
Kid. Yeah, if you guys would be so kind, could you have the Dirty Germans try and convince Miles of why Rob Thomas should come back in for your 3,000th show? Thanks so much, guys. That from the dad.
Yeah, it's quite simple. After seeing Rob Thomas in person, we realized that he named the song Smooth after his sweet, sweet ass.
Yes, for the record, Rob Thomas is great. But more importantly, the avocado egg rolls. The little chicken parm sliders.
What about the regular just fried chicken sliders? You ever get those?
Yeah, just right, look, I'm gonna be real with you. Those egg rolls are delicious. Just get some sliders.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory does great.
Yeah,
sliders.
It's a large portion of sliders.
It's just an appetizer. It won't even mess with your dinner.
No.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Patolos, my name is Blaze. I'd love to give my brother Will a birthday shout-out. How about a fish sandwich, please? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich?
Guys, just over a year ago, my husband James, also known as the one-legged wonder, lost his leg after battling cancer. Nevertheless, he has never stopped. He's full of laughs, fight, and determination. So for his Dirty 30, could you please give him some turtle wax, whether your penis is too small in the paws? Thanks, guys. That from the wife.
Drop the beat.
All the men's room, congratulations on reaching 2,999 for my birthday. I was hoping to hear Mickey, Shannon Sharp, German Wobbin, and West Virginia Miles talking all over each other. Thanks, guys, for what you do. Enjoy the well-earned milestone. That from Casey.
Well, thank you very much.
My husband Matthew, a big fan of the show. He's a brewer here in Walla Walla. All right, send the beer. He'd like to hear some Dirty Germans talk for his 34th birthday. Thanks, guys. That from Becca.
Yeah, Walla Walla. That is also the sound I make when I reach completion.
Yeah, Uchi Walla Walla. I'm sure she has a very sweet onion.
Yeah, sweet onion booty.
Those things are great.
What, the onion booty?
Well, no, Walla Walla sweets, but yeah, onion booty's pretty good, too. Yeah. Two bogages. Keep it
yeah,
real.
Yeah, you'll see it. It'll make you cry from smell.
just burn your eyes.
Yeah, just light the candle, wouldn't
you? Yeah, sometimes you get it too attached to an onion booty, and that's why you cry. I still remember my first.
Yeah, it was green onion booty.
Yeah, I upgraded to shallot booty.
Patrol's my older brother, Bo, is 38 today. If you could remind him how old he is and tell him happy birthday, then the Dirty Germans could talk about how lame his golf skills are. Thanks, guys. That from his younger sister, Mallory.
Yeah, anyone who likes to put balls in holes is not lame to me.
Yeah, first of all, 38 is a great age. I guess if it's lame, you're probably an iron off the tee kind of guy. Afraid it's a little big dog eat?
Jesus.
Hello, guys. Since my wife and friends won't remember, I'm going to wish myself a happy 43rd birthday. You're a good dude. Can I please get a big old bong hit, Anna? Your penis is too small. Thank you guys and Wobbin for all you do. You really brighten a lot of people's days listening on WAAF in Boston. Thanks, guys. That from Brian. guys, my stepmom Amy completes her 51st lap of ball fire today. How about some good vibrations with a traffic jam, Jimmy, and some clean 1920s men's room talking about being a teacher? Some clean 1920s men's room? Is that like some old-timey talk?
Yeah. Jeez, Louise. We
want some old-timey talk.
I was hearing the words back in the day when you talked to the children. Same.
All right, we got some old-timey music. Here we go.
You want to talk to the fellas and talk to the
really
dames?
One thing that really be swell is to make sure she gets on her back and gets taken care of real good, see?
Yeah, so you got to keep it clean before the coppers show up.
Right.
But I'm glad this dame's teaching the children because they're all voting now.
If you got some lands intestine, just tie off one end and use it as rubber.
You tell him, Bob.
Hey, I'm surprised to see you this far north of Chicago.
Make sure it doesn't slip off, huh? Make sure you get a real little lamb.
That's why Mary had one, boss.
Yeah, she's finally going to feel the veal.
She had a suitor coming over.
Dude, my dad Jeff turns 58 today, and I've been getting him into your show since I discovered it on a business trip. Now I listen to you guys in Seattle, Anchorage, San Jose, and Sacramento.
Good God, man.
He is a great father, a veteran philanthropist, and a Mary Jane enthusiast. So for his birthday, please give him a Here Comes the Dope Pusher and a big old bong rip. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Eduardo in the 916.
Here comes the Dope Pusher.
You think Cosby actually said that when he was talking to those women?
Would you like another drink?
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Coming up, let's ring and tell us where the shot of the day. No S. Sherlock is on the way, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I think they're going to be clapping a lot today.
They're going to be fired up.
There we go.
I feel like I'm on an infomercial.
But it's an infomercial that's going to give you good info, and you don't have to pay for a thing.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Top front. All right. I can delay those payments for 90 days?
You can. And
wow.
Remember, it's just going to be three easy payments of $39.99.
No, see, those I could make. You could.
Yeah.
You could. You ever get stuck watching one of those food infomercials?
Yes.
Of course.
And like by that like 25th minute, you're like, I do need this infrared oven in this.
I know.
Everything they said is so important.
Last week I got caught up on one where the guy was grilling, like grilling stuff inside. He's like, no smoke. And I was like, I like where his head's at. I don't know if I believe it.
Yeah, right.
Right?
No That's smoke. The problem. Everything you're saying is great, but do I believe them?
Yeah. Nobody wants smoke. All right. Do you guys, everybody in here like dessert?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Come on. Some people say, like, oh, I don't like this shit. And I tell them in my restaurant, it's probably because you're dead on the inside.
And you're right to say that.
Right? Like, I mean, I don't care who you are.
Come on.
Something sweet is delicious. Animals like fruit. Everybody does.
You should be a waiter somewhere. Can I interest you in dessert? Nah, I think we're going to pay. Oh, you're dead inside? Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Bring you your check, you freaking
right,
zombie.
Exactly. You're going to do that and not be the two spoons guy, huh?
Nah, you joyless son of a bitch. Here's your check.
But, right? So dessert usually comes at the end of the meal, and you might sit there and go, do I have room? Do I not have
room?
Yes,
you do.
All right. Well, sometimes you don't. But a new study has found out that ordering dessert first might actually help you lose weight.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they monitored some people in the cafeteria, and they changed up how the desserts were offered. Sometimes they let people choose their desserts first before they grab the meal. Basically, it's going to boil down to this. Over the course of 4 days, 70% of people consumed fewer calories because they had the dessert first.
It also probably keeps you from snacking later. Because
right,
you've
so that's
already
basically
had
what happened.
Dessert.
It's like, you had the dessert, right? So you naturally, like a lot of times you're going to eat a big, especially if you go out and get dessert, you've probably just had a substantial meal, right?
Sure.
So like they're saying is, man, maybe get dessert first. And people were eating cheesecake. but then they average 250 calories less on their meal.
Do that tonight at the Cheesecake Factory for that birthday dinner.
Yeah, just, and I will say this, that might throw them off. You know what I mean? They're not used to that, but you walk in there and say, cheesecake
first. It's your birthday, first. You're not
be used to it. It's my birthday, I want my cheesecake now.
That's a good idea. I've never done that.
Get the Oreo cheesecake.
Then I'll figure it out.
I'm saying get the Oreo cheesecake, then go through the menu.
Right.
Like, go through the menu while eating your Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah, I'll just take my time here.
Because their menu's like the size of War and Peace.
Yeah.
And the problem is, and I mean this honestly,
except you want to read their menu.
That's the thing. Like, this sounds stupid. My problem with Cheesecake Factory is just this. The menu is 87 pages, but every single thing looks good.
Everything they make is
good. You know what I mean? So it's really difficult. Like, should I get this? And no matter what you order, you're going to wish you got something
You
else.
Get General Tso's chicken and a pizza and, you know, a piece of cheesecake.
Well, and all this stuff about dessert first, it's just in your head, right? Everybody knows like desserts aren't very healthy, so if you indulge at the beginning of the meal, then people generally won't order as much. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe you had dessert first. Yeah. I will say this. It feels a little bit like I'm watching a reality show of some chicks in Southern California, though. Like, we start with cheesecake, then we get a salad.
But you know what I feel like? If you're an adult, fine. Start with dessert. You're a goddamn grown-ass person.
Yeah, you know.
With kids, it's different because it's a reward thing. Like, look, man, I need you to eat this before I give you the good. But you're an adult. You're paying for the meal. Get the hell you want.
And you're right. As a child, you probably thought, as an adult, I'll order dessert whenever I want.
And then you don't.
But I've never ordered it first.
Because it's in your head, right?
Like, if you go to the fair or something and get a funnel cake, like in the middle
of
the
day. No one says anything, right? Then later.
But later on, I'm like, I don't need anything else because I had a funnel cake earlier, like as a dessert. So I don't need dessert. I don't need a candy bar later.
So what Miles is saying is we need more fairs.
Yeah.
Just, we have more fairs, we'll lose weight.
I rarely don't eat, like, sweet foods in the middle of the day, just, you know.
But at a fair, right, all bets are off.
We have a weird thing with dessert, like we do with sex in this country, right? It's like, you shouldn't talk about it or this or that, but everything's sold with sex. And then we have a weird thing with desserts, but it's like, hey, it's the morning time, want a donut?
Right. Like, exactly.
Maple bar.
This is very confusing to me.
Danish?
Yeah. Are we supposed to talk about it, not talk about it?
Excuse me.
All right. I'm going to take a sip of water.
Go ahead, man. Take your time. We don't want you to choke.
Jesus.
All right, now, I know I've done this. I know some other people have done this. You ever eat, like, say, half or maybe a whole pint of ice cream before bed?
Sure.
Half, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice cream in the house, just as a guarantee, if there's ice cream in the house, even if it's in a half-gallon thing, I'm going to eat about a pint of it. And inevitably, it's going to be the last thing I do before I go lay down.
Right.
That's my time. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Right. That's what I said. Outside of like a summertime day, like you just don't think about eating ice cream during the day. But eating ice cream at night is kind of tough because it's got sugar and stuff in there. So it's bad for your sleep. It's got caffeine in it as well, too.
You also get the ice cream farts in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but we've all done it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Like, I pound this down and go to sleep. Well, good news. If you have some trouble sleeping, the answer in this case is going to be more ice cream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, because people always tell you something like, you know, take a sleeping pill, don't use your phone before bed. We all get it.
Sure.
But people aren't going to do it, right? And they say use melatonin.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, hell no.
But this sleep ice cream is pretty good. There's a company called Night Food, and they created this
Night
ice cream. Night Food. It's different than regular ice cream. Night Food's got extra protein and lots of other amino acids and enzymes that help you fall asleep. It's also low calorie, like Halo Top, around 320 calories in a pint.
That's not bad low.
No!
My Night Food is like peanut butter and jelly, grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, you gotta go to their website. They should be in grocery stores later this year. But that's like a great combination.
Yes. Yeah,
less calories, I eat ice cream, and then I'm supposed to go to sleep.
Well, it makes sense. Like, look, we know you eat ice cream before you go to sleep. We might as well do something, you know, to make it worth your time.
Yeah, yeah. You guys want to hear about chain restaurants or foods that make you hungrier or gross things in your food?
I'm all about the gross things.
You want to hear about gross things in your food?
Well, sure.
All right. Bring that on.
All right, good news. A lot of this won't really affect Thrill. But,
that's what I want to hear.
Yeah,
right. It's going to affect Miles and I. We were talking about this yesterday. Frozen broccoli.
No. No.
FDA says you could have mites in there. There could be up to 60 mites per 100 grams of broccoli without breaking any laws. 100 grams is about 3.5 ounces.
But they're frozen. They don't come back to life when I thaw them, right?
I don't think so, but we've definitely eaten a lot of frozen mites.
Okay.
Got mites in your belly, dog.
Frozen mites. All right.
It's like dolomite.
This one's going to affect children. maraschino cherries.
No more Shirley Temples.
Are you a maraschino cherry fan?
Oh, God, yeah, I am.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, it does not affect me. Give me the good. Give me the good news.
There's maggots in there.
Man, you can see a maggot.
5% is the cutoff. That means you could get a jar of cherries that's about 4% maggots.
Yeah. You're not going to see them, dude. They're going to be red like everything else in
there. You know, there's the maraschino cherries we know in that little glass jar, mm-hmm. right, that's on all the ice cream and stuff. Sure. But then, I don't know if they're called maraschino, but there's another one that's like the old school ones that are used for like Manhattans and old fashioned.
Yeah, are they sweet or not a sweet?
I have the jar. I have not eaten one.
Okay. Once you get in, man, you're in trouble.
Cinnamon. Yeah, there's rodent hair in there. Every 50 grams of cinnamon can have up to 11 hairs in it. That's fine by the FDA.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Yeah, get in there.
Why 11? I mean, why wouldn't you just say 10? It's not like they're going to send someone there like, oh, hey, you got to recall your cinnamon. We found 12 hairs in it.
Again, this thrill will be fine with this, but there's sand in your raisins.
You really have not. There's not one thing in this list that you eat, right?
So far, so good.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have up to 40 milligrams of sand per 100 grams of raisins.
Good for your gizzard.
And then there's a word I can't say in your ginger, but it's rat poop. Every pound of ginger is allowed to have up to 3 milligrams of rat poop mixed in.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Do they have tomato paste on there?
They don't. But
that's the one
paste,
you don't want to know.
Yeah, that one has some stuff in there.
Tomato paste, the FDA essentially is like, we just don't care at that point. So it worked. You sell tomatoes are tomatoes. You do stuff like ketchup, tomato sauce. They're still not quite strict, but a little strict. Mm-hmm. Tomato paste, it's like, hey, man, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. We don't care. Rat poop, maggots, you name it. There's a limit to how much can be in there, but it can be Band-Aid, fingernail, they don't care.
I feel like when I was a kid, tomato paste was big in our family.
Sure, because it's the cheapest way to make tomato sauce, right?
And every sauce is allowed 2 nuts in it.
Oh.
Good call.
No, apparently one. Two gets in trouble.
Oh, that's a good point. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. No Way Sherlock is up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Exit.
Looking for stories with headlines and screams.
Well, no Sherlock.
Fresh off the presses, people who read Facebook article previews think they know more than they actually do.
No Sherlock.
Record show, border agents are told to target Spanish speakers.
Really? Well, no Sherlock.
Por qué?
It says, shocker for cryptocurrency clients. All of your money is gone.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock.
Again, this is after one of the main CEOs died. And he's the one guy that basically had the passcode to access anybody's stuff. Yeah. A new study found that parents drink less than people without kids.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
Yeah, kids don't wake me up in the morning.
I mean, how is that a study? And we'll give you this. Santa Anita cancels racing after 21 horse deaths at same track.
Well, no Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a throw hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 65-year-old Ehud Erilenado of Antwerp, Belgium. All you need to know is that Ehud, billionaire diamond trader. He owned Omega Diamonds. He once sold the world's most expensive diamond. That would be the Blue Moon of Josephine. For how much money do you think the most expensive diamond went for?
No idea.
Just under $50 million.
Jeez.
It's like $48.5 million. This is how this guy rolled. he had the most expensive penthouse in Monaco. Apparently, this guy had a massive mansion in Hollywood. He hung out with all the starlets. Like, this is how the man rolls. And in spite of all of that, he'll now be remembered as the short guy who died during penis enlargement surgery in Paris, France. That's right. Earlier this week, he went to Paris at an unnamed clinic for his penis enlargement surgery. Something went wrong. There were, as they say, complications. And my man died right there during the surgery.
Wow.
To make his penis bigger.
Wow.
He has enough. He doesn't need a big penis.
Like, man,
you sell diamonds. You have the penthouse. Like, there's already going to be girls.
It was not enough. They even said, some of his closer friends said, the one thing about him, in spite of all of this, I guess his height was an issue. I'm not sure how tall he was. Wow. Well, it's the one thing that bugged him. Jesus. And now he's gone.
I had some complications after my penis surgery.
Yeah, I know. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
It's going to get tested online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.